land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, September 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a picture sent to me from Christine Gray, her and Dave Ajima at State Convention. Both of them have been scanned by Missy, looking healthy. Dave, I cannot believe how thin you've gotten. Man, brother, you are thin. But he went into autophagy, got some things going in his body. Hopefully he feels better. Joint pain, not as bad. Back pain, not as bad. Praying for him every single day. Same with Christine. I got a text message. People asked me to send them this video. This is why I'm voting for Donald Trump. The PAGS video that I sent them. Donna and Jerry up in Hessel. Lori Robinson, she just texted me PAGS. Again, you got to share it with people. Sit down, take the time to write out just top of mind 10, 20, 30 people that you interact with on your phone. People you talk to every day. People you text message with. People that are in organizations or groups with you. Your homeschooler. The Homeschoolers Association. The network of other parents that you homeschool with. You belong to a patriot organization. A Republican Party. Maybe you're part of a social network of people that don't even talk about politics. It's okay. Forward this video to them and say, just check this out. Think about it. Now, they may be offended if you're part of an organization that isn't political. You have a book club, and you have a standing rule in the book club. We don't talk about religion, and we don't talk about politics. We talk about the book we're reading, and that's basically it. Well, guess what? You have the opportunity to inform people from a non-political bias video that Joe Pags put together. He's not Republican or Democrat in this video. He's not telling you who to vote for. He's simply explaining the facts, the numbers. When you look at that, when you look at the facts, when you look at everything that's going on, you see it and hear it coming out of his mouth along with the bar graph in the video. This information, folks, could influence people's intellectual thinking about the election. Take the emotion out of it. Numbers don't lie. It's that simple. If we get more people thinking about these nine issues, it could impact the way they vote 8 weeks from tomorrow. That's where we're at, 56 days from tomorrow, and it's over. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. I've been asked as a public service to make an announcement regarding political signs. You know, this is one of my pet peeves that I have after working so hard to put Vicky signs out for Antrim County Clerk. Signs being stolen, damaged, driven over. Basically, people literally going off of the shoulder of the road to run a sign over. I know because I've gone out and saw them bent, the stakes, the wire stakes bent. I've had to straighten them back out, stand them back up, clean off the tire treads with a towel. Don't do it. It's a felony. If they get your license plate, people are putting up trail cams on these signs. People are watching them. If they get your license plate for you destroying a sign, running it over, stealing it, whatever, you could end up being charged. I don't care which political party they're for. Don't touch them. Especially if they're on private property. I got a complaint over the weekend. A big, large sign that they paid for out of their own pocket, put on private property on US 31. The next night, it was destroyed. You can't do this, folks. Now, this was a Harris Walls sign. Obviously, the person destroying it is a Trump supporter. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not right. People have the right to freedom of speech. They can put up whatever sign they want, especially on their private property. Don't touch it. Make sure everybody you know honors that as well. Now, one of the posts I followed this morning on Twitter, on my ex account, because I follow Patrick Kobach. Late Friday, over the weekend, in a 3-0 decision by the Michigan Court of Appeals, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name is to be taken off of the 2024 ballot here in the state of Michigan. Jocelyn Benson, using a statute, MCL 168.686A, Section 4, as the basis for keeping R.F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot against his wishes. He actually posted the withdrawal notice that Kennedy sent to the Secretary of State. Well, she refuses to take him off the ballot, even though he's withdrawn from running for president. She's trying to keep him on the ballot in the state of Michigan. Well, as it turns out, Patrick Kobach has done the research. He's looked at MCL 168.686. This is the statute that governs presidential candidates. Under this section of the law that she's referring to, actually, there's no prohibitions about withdrawing. Now, this makes 9 losses in court for the Secretary of State, who, by the way, is the former dean of the Wayne State University Law School. Even her legal counsel has admitted to her having contempt for the law. What is she doing? She's filing an appeal of the Michigan Appellate Court's decision to the Michigan Supreme Court, which we all know is very liberal progressive at this point in time. Why does she want Robert F. Kennedy on the ballot here in Michigan? Well, they're watching the polling numbers, finding out that with him on the ballot, it takes votes away from Donald Trump, the person he's come out and endorsed. Kennedy does not want you voting for him. He wants you to vote for Donald Trump. Well, Benson, the Secretary of State, and the Democrats realize that by keeping him on the ballot, it actually helps Harris. So that's the basis for her taking it to the Michigan Supreme Court. She's not stopping on this, folks. She's not going to give up. She is going to press this to the Supreme Court and force them to decide. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson asked Michigan's High Court for an emergency ruling regarding RFK Jr. being on Michigan ballot. The Michigan Court of Appeals on Friday ordered former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name to be removed from the November ballot here in Michigan, prompting the Secretary of State's office to seek an emergency decision from the Michigan State Supreme Court. The unanimous ruling by the appellate court could affect what's expected to be a very close presidential race here in the state of Michigan. It follows Kennedy's appeal of a lower court order that would have kept him on the ballot despite his withdrawal from the race and his recent endorsement of Donald Trump. While the request was made close to the deadline for the defendant to give notice of candidates to local election officials, it was not made so late that the legal term latches should apply, wrote the three-judge Court of Appeals panel, referring, of course, to the legal doctrine that lets a court deny relief because a claimant simply delayed making their claim. Additionally, the appellate court concluded that the absence of any statutory authority prohibiting his withdrawal gives the plaintiff a clear legal right to have his name removed from the ballot. Who are the three judges? Court of Appeal judges Michael Godola, Mark Kavanaugh, and Mark Boonstra. Boonstra's recent endorsement for the Michigan Supreme Court came in May. However, he lost that nomination race during the state convention to State Representative Andrew Fink. Former Republican Governor Rick Snyder appointed Boonstra and Godola to the Court of Appeals. Kavanaugh was elected to the Court of Appeals in 1988. Now, one of the things that's very interesting to this is now it goes to the Secretary of State's legal process, pushing for an emergency pause on the Court of Appeals decision by the Michigan Supreme Court. Well, they hold a 4-3 majority. And the deadline is going to be 3 o'clock this afternoon, today, Monday. However, Friday, last Friday, was the day Benson was required to certify the candidates for the November ballot. Why? So that the printing process could begin for the absentee ballots. Again, they're supposed to be going out September 21st through September 26th. In the court filing, it says, quote, the secretary has complied with her statutory duty to call the election and certify candidates to appear on the November 5th, 2024 general election ballot. Said certification did not include Kennedy. According to the lawyers representing the Secretary of State's office, who filed the filing with the Michigan Supreme Court late Friday afternoon. However, Benson's office argued in the filing that removing Kennedy from the ballot would deprive the Natural Law Party, which had nominated Kennedy in April for president, to appear on the ballot under that party. The opportunity to cast a ballot for their nominee and threatens a fair election. There are a few days of wiggle room in the balloting process before ballots are actually printed, according to Benson's office. This could give the Michigan Supreme Court a few days to decide on the matter before the ballots actually go to the printers. Also in the request, the reason for an emergency injunction, time is of the essence, so that the ballots can be printed and delivered. Absentee voter ballots must be available to send out by the local clerks to military and overseas voters 45 days before the election, which is September 21st. David Duilio, a political science professor leaning communist from Oakland University, says the Court of Appeals ruling could prove to be incredibly significant if it's allowed to stand. Even small shifts from one candidate to another will likely produce a major impact for the final outcome. The appeals court judges reasoned that in a relevant portion of the state's election laws, the state legislature made it clear with its intention to restrict the ability of candidates seeking state offices to withdraw. However, it did not restrict the ability of candidates running nationwide for the office of President of the United States, end quote. It applied to statewide races, but not to the presidential race. Benson's office said last month that Kennedy's name would remain on the ballot after he withdrew and endorsed Trump, because under state law, minor party candidates nominated at a state convention cannot withdraw. Kennedy had qualified to be on the Michigan November 5th general election ballot in April when the Natural Law Party made him their nominee. Kennedy has also sued to get off the ballot in Wisconsin as well as North Carolina, where he won that case in North Carolina on Friday. Well, here's the reason why. In a statewide poll conducted the week after Kennedy suspended his campaign, Kennedy was drawing support from 5% of likely Michigan voters. In a survey that had Trump leading by one percentage point over Democrat Kamala Harris, Trump's lead, however, was within the margin of error based on the Detroit News WDIV poll. The race is basically a dead heat. You take that 5% from Kennedy and give it to Trump, Trump wins Michigan. That's why Benson wants Kennedy on the ballot. Decision by the Supreme Court is due by 3.